You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, we were talking about how we wanted to do a segment on what do you have that's cursed.
Mm-hmm.
And the next thing we know, Studly Steve is reaching out to us saying, boys, I am an expert on things that are cursed.
Yep. He's like, let me call in Monday morning and I'll let you know how these things get cursed and why. Yep. And
what first question that we have is, how the hell does someone become an expert on things that are cursed?
Well, first of all, I never said I was an expert. You said I was an expert.
No, you're an expert.
I have spent quite a bit of time in the paranormal community for about the last 12, 13 years. I've done what they call, when you do an investigation at, like, quote-unquote haunted locations and things like that. And I've had the pleasure of becoming, I'll say, friends, more acquaintances than anything else, but with some of the people in the industry who are on, you know, TV and things like that. So I've gotten to know a few of those guys, and it's an interesting world for sure.
Do you have, like, ghost detectors and things like that, like they have in Ghostbusters? And have you gone on these trips, like, into cemeteries at night?
I used to, and I don't really have any anymore, but I don't do as many investigations as I used to. But, yeah, it's not the same as Ghostbusters where you're, you know, don't cross the streams and things like that. But it's definitely, there are some things that they use, like what they call ghost boxes or hack boxes. There's different names for them.
I wondered if, too, sometimes it might be like a physical thing. Like maybe Studly Steve walks into a room and his nipples start tingling or something. And he's like, oh.
That's fairly normal, though.
No, it's the hair on my left calf. That gets
Is that what gets you? Gets you going?
Like, oh, wait.
So we were going to talk about things that are cursed. Maybe you picked up a little trinket at an antique store or something, and then all this bad luck started happening. Or you know a family member that's cursed somehow, or a house or a car. Like, how would something become cursed where this object is all of a sudden just attracting bad luck and bad things?
I think I have a cursed laptop. So, Steve, how in the world does a laptop become cursed?
Well, that's probably just a computer error, some kind of microchip failure.
But it's just spyware, Dom.
The general, it's all those interesting sites you're looking at, Dom. The general consensus is when you've got a lot of traumatic energy, so meaning if there's murders in a house or if there's a sudden really violent accident or something like that, that the energy or the soul or whatever you want to call it can not only sometimes get trapped in a building or a house, which I'll be honest with you, I think is a little silly. That never made any sense to me scientifically at all. And that some of that energy can get rubbed off or can be left on items or, you know, specific places or things like that. I've got a person I know, I'm not going to say friends and oversell it, but a guy I know named John Zaffis, who is the nephew of Ed and Lorraine Warren. Now, I'm throwing out a lot of names. Ed and Lorraine Warren are probably the premier, they both passed away, the premier paranormal investigators ever so far in the country. They were the ones that investigated the haunting in Connecticut. They dealt with what eventually became all the Conjuring movies and all of that. Well, John is their nephew, and he's kind of picked up where they left off, and he's considered the godfather of paranormal in a lot of ways, and he's got a vault, is what he calls it, at his house, where he's got a lot of these cursed items, and some of them are behind certain kinds of glass that have been blessed, or, you know, they put certain, I'm trying to say, certain items in there that are supposed to keep that bad energy at bay and things like that. And he's got the actual doll
That's the Annabelle doll, right?
The Annabelle doll, yeah. He's got the original Annabelle doll, along with a bunch of other stuff that's pretty creepy. And I've been in there once to see, you know, all this stuff. Personally, I've never been all that freaked out by this stuff. It doesn't really scare me, but
that scares me because some of that bad energy could stick to you as you leave, you know.
Well, I'm trying to figure out if this stuff is supposedly so bad and so cursed, who the hell wants to collect all of it and keep it in their house?
But there's things in there that make the bad thing feel better.
I know. I don't care how much special glass you got. I don't want the
Annabelle doll.
The
doll is just hungry. There's a tube of Pringles in there with it. What was the story behind the Annabelle doll? Do you remember?
I don't remember the details. No, and I know for all the movies that, you know, for all the movies they always embellish and obviously make them more exciting and things like that. There was a movie back out, I think it was like 2012, Haunting in Connecticut. And I was at a paranormal convention in Upper Michigan back in like 2012 or something. And I met the actual, the woman who's, it was actually her house and her son and the whole thing, the real person. And so we were just chit-chatting over a beer. And I'm like, well, how much of that's real? She goes, well, they embellish quite a bit for the movie. But it's still, like, the stories she has were still pretty terrifying.
Way to bring us down, man. They just made it all up for the movie.
The doll really didn't bleed from the eyes. It was, that's so Hollywood.
Jeanette wrote in, and she goes, we had an old used car that was cursed, a 71 Chevy, and it would do things like start without us starting it. It would just honk in the garage in the middle of the night. I'm telling you, it was cursed. I think someone died in it.
Loose wire.
That is from but that's multiple.
Let's get an expert
wires.
From Pet Boys on the line here.
But I mean, if it's just in the middle of the night for no reason, just sitting there, starts honking, or if it fires up and starts,
that one's
those
creepy.
Are different. Those are different wires.
I don't like that. Is
yeah,
it cursed?
That's weird. That's interesting. Yeah, that sounds like, so I think I saw that Stephen King movie. It's called Christine, I believe.
Oh, with the car. Yeah. Let me give you another one. This came in from Jennifer. She says, boys, my dog is cursed. He's a rescue from a murder situation. And in parenthesis, she says, two people in his former family were murdered. This dog has tripped four people, bit two people, and is constantly staring at the wall. He wakes us up in the night barking, and he coughs up blood. The vet can't find out what's wrong with him. And that's from Jennifer. Cursed or not cursed, Steve?
I would say, okay, this is going to sound a little odd, but I don't think the dog is actually cursed, because I don't think that that's even possible.
Well, what if the two people that were murdered in his former family went in, mm-hmm. their souls went into the dog, the witness did?
Into the dog.
Nah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How can you be
in
on things that are cursed and you're poo-pooing?
You got
all
rid
of
all your ghost detection gear. You don't know.
Here's the guy who's the expert on cursed stuff, and everyone who's calling, he's like, nah, you're just crazy.
This sounds totally plausible.
Let me say this. I do think that animals are very perceptive at seeing and sensing things that we can't. So
yeah.
It's very possible that the dog is reacting to spirit activity, but I don't necessarily think that the dog itself is cursed.
Okay.
Mm. All right, fair enough. Let's talk to Chris on line one, Jared. Can we do that?
Yeah, here we go.
Chris, what do you got that's cursed?
Good morning. So we have this bathroom scale that's battery-powered. It's a digital scale.
All right.
And you step on it to turn it on. It randomly just turns on itself and lights up. And there's times that it seems like I've put a camera on it one time, and it you never see it happening until at night. Maybe I get up and go into the bathroom, and it just lights up when I come
now,
in.
Now, was anyone murdered around this scale at any point?
I don't think so.
No? Okay.
I think someone wants to kill it now and then, but no.
Yeah, as soon as you said I got a bathroom scale that's cursed, I was like, hell yeah, mm-hmm. I've been there. I know what you're talking about.
I think that's your waistline, dude.
Exactly.
So, I don't know. Is that cursed, Steve?
Here we go again.
Here we go.
This is the funniest part about this whole thing.
Go ahead.
You've got to know some of the history of this stuff. I mean, if it was just pumped out of a factory somewhere, I mean, is it possible? Sure, but unless I knew if, like, somebody died in that factory or there was some traumatic thing that happened with this, you know, it could just be a ghost trying to make sure that he stays in shape. I mean,
there is
somebody
that.
Could have fallen over and died and landed in the bathroom on the scale,
and now it just goes off
true.
All the time.
That's very true.
So nobody ever died here, and we bought it new. We didn't get it at the garage sale or anything.
Well, it could
like
have been
that.
Somebody who built the house that died in that room.
Mm.
You don't know. Some 2x4s could have landed
it could
on
be
them.
The space that it's in, yeah.
You could be on an old burial ground.
Chris, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day. Okay?
Bye, Chris. Good luck.
Too. You too. Thank you.
Yeah.
Studley, Steve, Angela wrote in and she said, I went to that museum Steve's talking about. I left and all the energy was sucked out of me and I felt like I had a dark cloud over me for weeks.
Well,
I will never, ever go back.
How much were ticket prices? Was that part of it?
I wrote back. I just told her she probably had low blood sugar.
Yeah, that's all. She just needed a donut.
Now I'm starting to sound like Steve Marshall. No, you're not. That's not
my
cursed.
Blood sugar is cursed.
No, I will say that is definite. I've actually felt just like that. I know what she's talking about. I didn't feel that bad when I actually visited the vault, but I have been at other places where you'll get to a certain point in the structure or whatever, and all of a sudden you do feel like this really heavy energy that does feel like a dark cloud. So I know of which she talks about.
It happened to me at my wedding.
Da-da-dun-da-dun-dun.